Hey, I'm Scott, and I am an American in Bangkok. This is take five of this podcast. Take five. Can you believe it? Five times. The last time I went and did an hour and 20 minutes, and when I played it back, nothing, no sound. I got nothing. I'm sitting here going, what? I'm talking into this. Listen, my kids, you know, when we went to the United States last year, my sister gave my kids some Beats headphones. Now, I know people, you know, that like them, and I know some people that hate them. The earphones started to fall off, and when my sister came back, month and a half ago, she came to visit here in Thailand with my mother. She brought the little replacement ear pads. So I put them on for the kids. And I didn't know it, but there's a microphone on the thing. So I thought, hey, you know, I'll use it for my podcast, you know. And, of course, Nicholas was like, yeah, no problem, you know. So I did the last podcast I did. It's supposed to be this podcast for today. An hour and 20 minutes I went. And I thought that the thing was playing. I thought the levels were right. Everything was working. But, you know, I stopped looking at the little screen. And I didn't know that nothing was recording. So I had an hour and 20 minutes of silence. Pissed away my time. And then before that, I did three other podcasts. And none of them were worth the shit. I got into stuff, I started rambling even more than usual, and I wasn't happy with them, which is something that happens all the time. I'm not happy with my photos, not happy with my videos, not happy with my podcast. That's something that's a theme, and sometimes I just get pissed off and throw the things away, and then I'm like, oh shit, you know, it wasn't that bad. But I did that with the first three audio recordings, the podcasts, and, you know, what are you going to do? I listened to them. I didn't really like them. I said, fuck it, and threw them away. Trashed them. And then the last time, I kind of thought, it might have been too long. Might have been a little too much ranting and raving, but, I'll play it. Of course, it doesn't record. So, here I am. Now it seems to be recording. Hopefully, everything will go smoothly, but here I am. Now, the first thing on the agenda is to tell everybody who's listening, if you don't know already, you should have got an email telling you to sign up for Thailand VIPs. Well, guess what? You are the Thailand VIPs because you're a VIP to my website. Or you are a Patreon patron. It's a private group on Facebook. You cannot pass the link to the group out to other people and everybody can come into the group. It's just the people who are members and who are Patreon patrons. And what I find is these are the people who are serious about Thailand or serious about entertainment or who simply understand that I'm doing what I do, which is make videos, make photographs, make podcasts, talk shit, do whatever, help people when they need it. And they feel like that maybe it's worth something. It's worth a few bucks. So because of that, usually money talks and bullshit walks. People who just go onto YouTube and see somebody on there and they feel like commenting and talking shit, they don't usually become members. You know, for whatever reason. Now, I got to say, the last couple of days I've been getting an inordinate number of trolls. I don't know, you know, who these people are. Although I think one guy is a guy who I almost beat the shit out of in the Mall Bankipi. Could be wrong. Sent me a couple of emails, and they were the disposable kind, the kind that self-destruct in 10 minutes. Anyway, this guy was in the Mall Bankipi. I got no beef with the guy now, and I really didn't have much of a beef with him then, but I was trying to explain something. Me and Mr. Billy were trying to explain something about VA benefits. And the guy just would not let us talk. Finally, I said, will you shut the fuck up? Please, shut the fuck up already. Now, that was rude. I should have just said, hey, buddy, let me speak. Please, you know, are you done? Let me finish. But, you know, I got pissed off. I told him, hey, you know, shut the fuck up. So I can explain what I'm trying to say. Don't make a decision. Don't listen with your fucking big mouth. Listen with your ears. So he got pissed off, and he decided to call me out, and I said, hey, okay, let's go. And then he didn't want to go. I mean, do you really think I was going to back down? I mean, I'm stupid enough, even at my age, to go out and fight with somebody, even if they do beat the shit out of me. You know, I mean, that's just me. But anyway, aside from that, I've got other people who, I don't know if that is the guy or not, and hopefully, you know, I can get along with the guy in the future, whatever. You know, great. I think you do better getting along than you do fighting with people. You know, I think that that's the best way to go through life. And sometimes if I feel like I can't get along with somebody, then I just fucking ignore them or I don't want to be around them. But, you know, I've been getting these trolls lately. And, you know, usually I don't pay attention to it. But one guy wrote me a couple weeks ago. He wrote me and he said, hey, why'd you ban me? I'm like, dude, I don't even know who you are. Who the fuck are you? So, you know, I start doing a little research. I start looking around. And a year ago, I banned the guy. But it was under a different username on Google and YouTube. And I actually wrote, dude, how many fucking usernames do you have? Because you keep going from username to username, and you're talking shit on one username, and you're saying something else on another one. And finally, I ended up banning the guy because he started talking shit and saying some things that weren't very nice. And I said, fuck it, I ain't dealing with this guy. You know, this is not a democracy. That's the thing. You don't have to agree with me. In real life, you don't have to agree with me. I'm not the kind of guy who, you know, thinks that I'm right all the time, because I know I'm not. You know, I mean, I'm a fucking idiot sometimes, too. But, you know, out of the spirit of kindness, I said to the guy, hey, listen, you can disagree with me. That's fine. Just don't talk shit. And I don't mean talk shit like, you know, well, I don't think that's what it is, pal. You know, I don't mean shit like that. I mean like, well, you know, you're a fuckhead and that's why you feel that way. I mean, you know, I don't need that kind of shit. You know, and I don't want to have to deal with it. So I told the guy, hey, listen, you know, just remember that, you know, I don't want any problems. And we'll get along fine. No problem. I won't ban you. I unbanned him. And now all of a sudden, I got like 10 people a day talking shit to me. You fat, ugly bastard. You only came to Thailand because you couldn't get pussy in America. You wouldn't know pussy if it was staring you in the face. You're a fucking idiot. You know, the usual shit. Now, do I care? No, I really don't give a fuck. Because, you know, most of the people who are pissing their life away writing that kind of shit are fucking idiots anyway. You know, they got nothing better to do with their life than to go online and you know, fuck with somebody. You know, which I don't give a fuck. Go ahead, fuck with me. But I will ban you. You know, it's that simple because I ain't going to deal with this shit. And then you're going to have to create a new account and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it got me thinking. You know, the guy's saying, you're a fucking loser. You can't get no pussy just like every other guy who goes to Thailand. Only losers go to Thailand. Now, I really find that obnoxious. Because that's like saying every Mexican that goes to America to make a better life for themselves is a loser. Or every Burmese person who comes from Burma and goes to Thailand is a loser because they're going to a different country. Or maybe it's just a white person from America, supposedly the most lucrative country in the world, potentially lucrative, is going to a foreign country like Thailand. Now, I don't know, but you know, I think the vast majority of people enjoy living in Thailand. I think it's a good country. I think it's got a lot of positives, a few negatives. And the negatives, I really don't give a shit about. Because if it doesn't affect me, I don't give a fuck. And if it's going to affect me and it's serious, then it's time to leave. That's all. I don't understand what's so difficult about that. Now, did I come to Thailand because I needed a piece of ass because I couldn't get laid? No. I had a girlfriend. I broke up with her when I left. And she was cute. She's a cute little blonde. I mean, you know, she was cute. She was a real estate agent. She's making money. She was a nice girl. She's a nice Midwestern girl who had moved to California. Was she hot as shit? No. But she was cute. And she was sweet. She's a nice girl. I tend to get nice girls. Any girl I've ever been with has been very nice, the majority of them. Anybody who lasted with me for more than, you know, a couple of weeks has always been extremely nice. Because the thing is that what people may not know is that I am an extremely nice person to people when they're nice to me. So if a woman is nice to me, I'll be nice to them. Now, the minute that they become a cunt or that they, you know, start playing games with me, that's a different story. But if they tend to be nice overall and generally treat me with respect, then they get treated the same way. So I was fine. Now, did I have any dry spells? Of course I did. But, you know, a lot of guys do. You know, I wasn't the kind of guy, and I never have been the kind of guy, I admit, that could go into a bar and pull a chick every time I went in one. No, I didn't. I did every once in a while. And, you know, maybe that says something too. And I've slept with more women than most guys could even imagine sleeping with, and that's not an exaggeration. And I'm talking about in America. That's not even coming here. America, Holland, Belgium, all the fucking places I've been. Usually every place I went, you know, I had some little fling. Now, do I think I'm special? Do I think I'm just the odd case? No, I don't. I think that there are a hell of a lot of guys that come here who are much better looking. Even when I was fit, they probably are more fit than I ever was. Probably had more money and more game. And, you know, they got their share of pussy. Nobody ever thinks about them. And then there are guys who may not have the game that I have had. They don't spend any money, and they still get pussy. They still don't have a problem getting laid here. They're not losers. Now, are there some losers here? Of course. But as I was talking to somebody earlier about this, and if you take out the word Thai or Thailand from many of the conversations that you have about Thailand, you can apply that same conversation to many other countries. And if you don't believe this, try it out. Oh, there's some really bad people in Thailand that cheat you. Oh, there's some really bad people in Nicaragua, and they cheat you. Oh, there's some really bad people in Costa Rica, and they cheat you. It's fucking true everywhere. And if you got half a brain, you're not going to get cheated. That's the thing. I've come to the conclusion that, and really YouTube did this to me. I never used to think this beforehand, before starting on YouTube. Now, YouTube has taught me that the vast majority of people in the world are fucking idiots. Truly. Fucking idiots. I mean, just look at ISIS, the people you know that comprise that. These fucking idiots. Okay? That's just one group. But, you know, they're fucking idiots everywhere. Do I think I'm Albert Einstein? No, of course not. But I ain't no idiot. Now, I may do some idiotic things once in a while, but that doesn't make me an idiot. And there is a difference. There are truly a large number of idiots that come to Thailand because they think they're going to find the girl of their dreams. I think that that probably happens in the Ukraine, in Russia, many other countries, Brazil. And most guys, you know, they pay the price. You know, they get fucked around. Would I trust going to the Ukraine and hooking up with some Ukrainian chick, like if I met her online and I didn't know her? Fuck no! Does it mean I wouldn't go and see her? And, you know, maybe get laid? Have a good time with her? Of course! I would do it in a heartbeat. And as hot as she might be, I would keep it in my head. Hey, You better remember, you know, you don't know the broad. You don't know her. And until you know them and know their character, and I never used to think like this when I was younger. I didn't give a shit. I just wanted, give me some pussy, baby. I was just thinking about a girl once who, she used to work at Kinko's. She was an account manager for Kinko's. Used to come into the print shop where I worked, hot as hell. And for some reason, she liked me. She had a kid. And she was cute. And I went over to her house one night, a long time ago. It's probably 25 years ago, 27 years ago, something like that. And she had a kid, but the kid went to sleep. Now, here I am sitting on the sofa with her, and I'm thinking about this new girl that I had started going out with. Actually, it was the girlfriend that I was, you know, I had this girlfriend before I came to Thailand, and that was her. And I just started seeing her, and I really liked her. Now, I'm over at this girl's house, and instead of just saying, hey, I don't know what's going to happen with this new girl, I'm going to fuck this chick. I didn't do it. I said, no, I got to go. Oh, are you sure? Are you sure? Don't go. Don't go. Oh, you know what, honey? I got to go. I'm sorry. I got to wake up early tomorrow. I got shit to do. You know, I'm busy. I lost out on that chance with her. Now, I don't know, but there are a lot of guys that might be the kind of guy who they have their whole life perfect, exactly how they want it, but they don't have a good girl. Then they decide they're going to come to Thailand, and they got their shit together in all aspects of their life, but they come to Thailand, and they're a complete fucking moron. I just got a guy, had a guy email me, let's see here, about an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, okay? Guy meets this girl online. She sends him some photos. She says she works for a company, in Bangkok. Her English is pretty shitty, but she says she's single and she lives in an apartment and, you know, she's got her girlfriends with her and everything. And but she'll never go online with him and show her face. I'm going to do a video about this. It's going to be on YouTube. And, you know, this guy is like, hey, you know, she's starting to tell me how, you know, she wants to get married and she's a virgin. She's 25. You know, this is about how much money she thinks is, you know, she needs and, you know, she's going to get from Sinsaut and all that kind of bullshit. Which I got to say now, in this day and age, you know, if you're paying a huge amount of money for Sinsaud, I think, I don't know, unless you got the money to piss away and you don't give a shit about it, I think it's a waste of fucking money. Okay, seriously. I mean, I really do. It's just a fucking waste. Because, you know, when you think about it, I don't know. What about my culture? Hey. The, you know, the bride's family is supposed to pay for the fucking wedding. You know, are you going to pay for my wedding? Oh, no, 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 we don't do that here in Thailand. Well, I don't do that shit in America either. I'm not giving fucking $15,000, $20,000 to a family in America either. That's not one of my traditions. So, you know, let's meet in the middle, and how about we don't do shit? We just get married. Anyway, the guy's talking about how, you know, he thinks she's trying to hustle him. He doesn't know. She's a little temperamental because she says that she really likes him, but she's scared he has somebody. And she sent some photos, but she won't talk to him online and use the video chat. I'm like, dude, what the fuck, you know? Now, he's going over there in a couple of months. And he's telling me, this is what he says here. He says, please help me figure it out, as I am pretty into this girl. I'm going to Bangkok in 3 months' time. Thanks a lot. Now, I should say, I think he is, let me see here. What is the country code here? Let me see where he's from. Denmark. Okay. Figures. All right. You know, the women in Denmark are pretty fucking hot. I don't know what you want a Thai chick for. I mean, honestly. Danish women, hot as shit. Swedish women, they can be hot as shit. But you might have to deal with their bullshit. you know, at least from what I've been told. And I know a few Swedish women. Before I came to Thailand, I was friends with a couple. I was friends with an Australian girl. And they were all, you know, they were all pretty cute, but they were all cunts. I mean, seriously, and it wasn't because they wouldn't fuck me, because I had this other chick I was banging at the time. Laura. She was a cutie. But anyway, you know, like these Swedes, there's two chicks, and they go out every weekend. They never fucked anybody, but they got all their drinks for free. You know, I got hip to that shit, and I was like, listen, you know, maybe once in a while I'll buy you a drink, but that's it. You know, we'll be friends, all right? Because, you know, if you ain't fucking me, what am I going to buy you a drink for? You know. And the Australian chick was even worse. She was a fucking flat-out mooch. She mooched off of everybody. She didn't give a shit. She had a big ass, you know. But anyway, this guy's from Denmark. And, you know, the girls tell him, oh, my smartphone is broken. My computer's broken. Yet she's telling him she wants him to be, you know, faithful to her. And all he's seen is photos of her. He's never seen her sitting in a room. He's never seen her, you know, at her house, walking around on Skype. I mean, that's even worse than, you know, even if you do, it doesn't mean shit. You see? To me, this whole online dating shit, I think it's a bunch of horse shit. What I think is there's a lot of people who get caught up in it way too fast, and they don't need to. So what I wrote to the guy was, it smells like bullshit to me. But why do you even give a shit? Because you don't even know the girl. You don't even know this fucking chick. And you're already like, oh my God, I'm really into her. And the guy's in his 30s. So I told him, focus on yourself, focus on your life, stop talking to the bitch all the time. You know, tell her that you're busy getting ready for your trip. And right now you don't have a lot of time, but you'll contact her before you come over, and maybe you guys can hook up when you come to Bangkok. You meet her for coffee, meet her for lunch, even meet her for dinner. Maybe you fuck her a couple of times. And, you know, if things work out, great. But don't dedicate all your fucking time to the girl. Don't, you know, like, oh, yes, I'll be with you every day. I can't tear my hands off of you. Nobody can take me away from you, baby. I love you. I've been there for a week. I want to get married now, honey. I don't want to be without you. Oh, come on. Don't be a fucking pussy. You know. You fuck her, if everything's good, everything's right, she's probably not going to be running around looking for something new if she feels like maybe in the long run it's going to pan out. The problem is some of these girls, they're like, hey, fuck this. I want the guy who's going to cough up the cash as quickly as possible. So I said, hey, you know, do your thing with her. Have some fun, but don't fall into the trap of letting her manipulate you being with her all the time. Go out on your own. Go somewhere, get away from Bangkok for a couple of days. Get away from her. Maybe set aside, towards the end of the trip, set aside, you know, 3 days, 3 nights to be with her. If you really like her and everything looks good. But, like, don't even talk about, every time they start talking about marriage, saying, you know, listen, hey, marriage is not something I want to talk about. I'm going to have to come over here, you know, 5 times, 6 times, 10 times. We're going to have to talk. We're going to have to get to know each other. I want to know you for a long time. Not for a week before I decide to fucking pull the trigger. And just because I put my pecker in you doesn't mean that me and you got to commit forever. It's just not the way of the world anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, and he did write me back. To his credit, he wrote me back and said, yeah, you know what? I must have been blind. Now I see it. Thank you very much for your help. Okay. I love that. Because the guy's fuck at least temporarily, he is willing to listen. I told him, you know, treat it like you're on your first date back home. You barely get to know the girl. Now you're going to be like, oh, this is what I'm going to give you when we get married. Oh, this is what we're going to do. Oh, this, what the fuck, man? Listen, I love women. I love my wife. But, you know, I've always loved women. You know, give me a hot-looking woman or a cute woman who's a good, decent person. She's sweet. She's kind. She's nice. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, Mother Teresa in the traditional sense that people think of Mother Teresa, where she's this wonderful person, which Mother Teresa was not a wonderful person in many ways. But You know, she's a good chick. She's a good girl. Give me a good girl over hanging out with my buddies any day. I mean, you know, listen, I like hanging out with my buddies. But you know what? I'd rather hang out with a good chick, you know, who I'm laying in bed with, talking, having a good time. And, you know, then, you know, it's like you moderate things. Everything's in moderation. You have your girl a couple days, you hang out with your buddy a couple days, you know. But you don't have to get all involved. Oh, my God, she's the girl of my dreams. Yeah, right. All right, wait until you walk into her and she's taking a shit. Wait until she gets angry because you're 5 minutes late because she thinks you're fucking around on her. And you've told her, honey, there's fucking traffic. I sent you a goddamn message. I was sitting in the taxi. Now, fortunately, that shit doesn't happen to me anymore. When we first started out, you know, once in a while she got a little testy. But she's not like that now, and I'm grateful for that because I couldn't handle it. But, you know, imagine. There are guys out there that they're doing this shit. They're going with some fucking whore, and the whore's telling them, where were you? Now, she just sucked a dick, and she's worried about you because you're 5 or 10 minutes late in a taxi. You know, I just don't get it. But, you know, hopefully this guy will listen. Hopefully he got a little something out of it, you know. Listen, I wanted to talk about something. For those of you who are living here or thinking about living here, the Department of Health in Thailand did a study on the water dispensing machines and found that 40% of them are churning out water that is not of a high standard. In other words, the water is shit coming out of the dispenser. 40%! Now, if you're like me, I mean, I got fucking water in this house everywhere. I try, you know, sometimes I run a little low, but you know what? We have water in a tank outside. That's for, like, you know, in case the water goes out for a while. We got toilet water. You know, we got water to wash the dishes, water to boil. We got jug after jug. We probably got 30 or 40 jugs, like 6 liters of water in each jug. Some of them are in the bathroom in case the water goes out. You know, we got water to flush the toilet with. And then usually I have enough bottled water to last for a couple of months. Right now we're a little bit low. They don't have the small bottles like I like. But this is something I always think about it because water is a commodity just like gold and just like silver, diamonds, whatever. And I think it's going to become a more valuable commodity as time passes by. But, you know, getting back to, you know, the whole thing about the trolls and, or, you know, do losers come to Thailand? Of course. There's a lot of losers. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of guys who ain't got a pot to piss in. You know, they come over with $500 in their pocket and their ticket's paid for. And they think they're going to become an English teacher or something. And, you know, maybe they scrape by for a little while. And then the next thing you know, something happens and they're fucked. And, you know, that's one thing. I am extremely grateful now because, you know, the first 6 years or so of my kids' lives, my wife didn't work. And she didn't work because I told her not to work. I said, stay home with the kids. And she's like, no, I want to go to work. I want to make money. We need to make money. We want more money. Money, 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 money. I was like, honey, the first 5 or 6 years, you're never going to get those years back. I'm making enough money. So I want you to stay home. And she did. And now, fortunately, she started her career. She's been, you know, going on her career for about 10 years now. And she's doing very, very well. So not only do we have her, which basically her money is going back into the savings. You know, she's got a savings plan at her job. It's going back into the kids. It's going back into our insurance and stuff like that. And then my money pays much of the bills. And then, you know, the money that, like, members and Patreon patrons contribute to me, that goes towards trips. That goes towards getting me around Bangkok for things like, you know, if I'm going to go somewhere and do something, go photograph an area. Maybe I got to go there two or three times, or if I'm going to go to Cambodia or Myanmar or wherever it is. I was supposed to go to Myanmar 2 days ago, and honestly, I don't have the money to go. I didn't have it. I had a ticket, and I just let the ticket go because I couldn't do anything with it. Ticket was only, I got it on sale. It was about $50. So, you know, I pissed that $50 down the toilet. But I didn't really have the money to go there. If originally Mr. Corey and Mr. Billy were going to go, Mr. Corey wasn't really into going. Mr. Billy didn't know if he wanted to go. Then he, you know, he wasn't sure, and he thought he might use money to go home, so he didn't know if he'd have the money. And so then I started thinking about it, and then some things came up, and I needed to pay for them, and I just went, you know what, it's better I just postpone it. So maybe next month I'm going to go to Mandalay. I'm not sure yet. But please do me a favor. If you haven't got my book yet, check it out. You know, let me know what you think. I got two of them now, and I'm actually working on one as a story, and I'm not sure how long the story is going to work out to be. If it's short enough, it'll be a Kindle Singles, which, hey, that could be a great thing for me. But also it means it'll be sold fairly inexpensively. I want to work on some kind of a guide for expats and tourists that are coming to Thailand. And I've got some ideas in my head, and I put them down on paper so far, but I haven't really written anything. And then also, I have a photo book I want to make. But again, I've got the photos. I've got an idea of what I want, but I'm not really sure yet of how I want to formulate it. And I was thinking about doing, I don't know if anybody knows what a zine is, but basically a zine is just like kind of like what I would do is I'd get my photos, I'd set everything up on the computer, and then I would have like a copy shop that does, you know, like they can do pretty high quality copies now, but they would do copies of my work, and maybe they do 5 or 10 of them, and then I'd give them away, or, you know, in the future maybe I would sell them, but I would give them away, and I would just see how things looked and see the reaction, and then you maybe I can work into making a book. But I've got there's a fairly he's a pretty famous street photographer. I'm not going to name his name because I don't want to name drop. But he's a pretty famous street photographer, and he's quite good, and I like his style of photography. And he's going to come here in a couple of months, and I'm hoping to get a little bit of guidance from him. He's already said he would help me, but look at my portfolio and give me some suggestions. So that's good. And then from there, maybe I can work on trying to get a publisher or figure out the best way for me to publish something. Because I really don't like to do, I don't want to do anything like by Blurb. I don't know if anybody knows what that is, but Blurb is like a self-publishing company. Blurb is, you know, they're quite expensive, comparatively speaking, and they like to have their logo on the whatever you're printing, and if you don't want their logo, they charge you more money and that kind of stuff. And I have a fair idea of what I want. I don't know if I have enough photographs yet that I feel good about. Which is, so for the next 6 months, that's part of the plan, is that I want to start working on just photographs in Bangkok. You know, that's the thing. If I go to Mandalay, I piss away some money. You know, I say piss away, but I spend money. That I, you know, if I spend $1,500 on a trip to Mandalay, $1,500 in Bangkok, you know, that's like 15 weeks of shooting on the street here, say 3 times a week. So I can do a lot more for the money. And I think it's a smarter move on my part, because I don't really have, in my opinion, I don't have as many photos of Thailand and Bangkok as I should. I have more of Cambodia, Myanmar, China, Nepal. I don't know about Nepal, but I just don't have enough. I want more. And I think that I need to start concentrating on that. And of course, I can, you know, a lot of times I do my videos with my iPhone because people are not intimidated by it, and I like that. I like the non-obtrusive aspect of being a photographer and a videographer. I don't like being the kind of guy who has this huge camera and goes up, just turn to the left there. Oh, yeah, I really don't like that. I like having a small camera. People, they don't feel like you're intruding into their lives. They don't feel like they've got to be on guard, and it's easier to make them loosen up. And my pal Chuck, who I went to Nepal with, who is a member, and he's in this Facebook group now, he knows how I deal with people when I'm photographing. He's seen me work, and I really like to just have a little fun, and you know, taking photos shouldn't be something, you know, ultra serious, in my opinion. I mean, be serious about the art, but when you're photographing people, you want them to loosen up a little so that you can get some good photos. You don't want them to be so uptight that they're sitting there and they're stressed out by you. So anyway, I plan on going to a few places. I've been really looking into some places that I want to photograph. I may even go back to Klang Tui. I may use my GoPro on top of my camera. I'm thinking about getting if it's possible, if I can find a relatively inexpensive one, a Nikon FM2. If you don't know what that is, look it up. Or a Nikon F3. Those tend to be a little bit more expensive for a good one. It's used. That's in decent shape, good shape. One of those two cameras, they're both film cameras. I'm thinking about getting one of those next month because the two film cameras that are my main film cameras basically have gone to shit. I have a couple of Minolta. I have like three or four Minoltas. One of them is shit. And two of them are, I really like them, but they're kind of compact cameras. And you don't have much in the way of, you don't have many options. And it's very difficult to set the camera how you want to set it. And sometimes that's a necessity. So I may end up getting one. You're talking about $500 or something like that, $600. For either of those cameras. Maybe for the Nikon F3, maybe it's $800 to $1,000 with a lens. But, you know, this is the thing. I keep thinking about this, but, you know, I'm almost 55. And while I did do okay in sports photography, photographing boxing, it's not something that I'm interested really right now. I'm not interested in it to do it all the time like I did before. I don't have it in me to be running around to every location where there's a fight, jumping on the ring, getting dirty, getting filthy, you know, laying on my stomach and, you know, jumping up in the corner. Also with my hip, I just don't think physically it's something that I want to be doing. I'm working on other projects. And, you know, I still would like to go to the Congo at some point. But as I said, you know, a couple of years ago when I started talking about it, it's the kind of thing that, you know, if you don't have the money to go, don't go. It's not like Thailand where, you know, you don't really have the money. Oh, maybe I can stretch it out. Well, you know, you go to Congo and it might just eat you alive, especially if you don't have the money to pay your way out of the situation. You know, you may end up sitting in jail for a long time. You know, that's something that maybe South Africa is something that is a little more feasible in the next couple of months. But I don't know. Right now I need to concentrate on Bangkok. Bangkok, Bangkok, Bangkok. And I think I kind of missed the boat. I got a message from our newest subscriber, newest member. And he was asking me, oh, yeah, where should I go? What should I do? And I was like, well, you know, shit, man. I got all these videos. But, you know, there's 900 videos, including the members' videos. YouTube and members' videos. There's like 900 videos. So I'm like, how the hell is that? Yeah, I thought about it. I thought, man, you know, my site needs to be to where I am the eyes and ears of Thailand or Southeast Asia. For people coming here, for tourists and for expats. And that's kind of what I want to, that's another book that I'm going to start working on. And I've already said a while ago that I wanted to do some kind of a video series, and I think I'll tie them together somehow. To where when people come here, they know exactly what to expect, how they should think, how they go about, you know, finding a place, what's their best mode of transportation, different things to consider. I don't know how big it'll be, but I think that it's something that could be beneficial for people, and thus it probably will sell, especially if I'm selling it for $299 or $399 or something like that. But so I got a lot of things that, you know, I'm always working on stuff, and you know, some people might think, well, especially the trolls, you don't do shit. Well, you know what? I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I do a lot of things. From 4 o'clock to 10 or 11 o'clock, I'm awake. And maybe there's 3 or 4 hours every day where I run errands, I do things I need to do, and maybe I have a long lunch at Starbucks or whatever, which I'm not drinking coffee there anymore. So, you know, I'm fairly busy, and I like it. You know, I like it. But, and actually, sometimes I think, you know, like, hey, maybe I should get up even earlier and go do something over in this area of Bangkok, where I need to go there, I need to go there, and go here. And then I think to myself, listen, you know, let's just do one thing at a time, because sometimes I get a little bit overzealous, and I end up having a long list of shit to do, and I do one thing on the list. Maybe you put 3 things on the list, and maybe if I'm lucky, I'll get 2 done, you know? So, hopefully, I'll show some places that a lot of people don't know about. You know, I was on the Peter Greenberg Worldwide Radio Show. I've said it several times on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else. I'll be honest, I had heard of his name years ago. I had an idea of who he was, but I didn't really know much about him. Then I looked into it, and, you know, the guy's been around. I mean, he's hung out with celebrities. He's, you know, he's a name. I think he's on CBS now. He's worked on NBC, Time, Newsweek. He's, you know, he's done his own thing. He's done all kinds of things. And he's actually got a place in Bangkok, which I didn't know. And he's been coming here for longer than I've been living here, but he doesn't live here full time. And I was on his radio show. That podcast is in the podcast section of the members section of the website at AmericanInBangkok.com. And I think I'm at 25 minutes and 10 seconds. And you can hear me. I'm on for about 15 minutes. And, you know, I'm happy about that. I was, you know, it's nice to be recognized, and I was really surprised to be on it. But, you know, I'll tell you what. Everything was top-notch, man. I mean, I got to the hotel. It was the Muse Hotel. Beautiful hotel. I go upstairs, and everything is, you know, just imagine a really, really, really filthy rich person with a library, and it's all, you know, like oak or mahogany and just, you know, really, or teak wood, very high-quality stuff, and these, you know, big, huge walls and, you know, full of books and fine cognac and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, we went into the meeting room where everything was set up, and he had all the microphones, and everything was top-notch. Very high quality, very professional, which doesn't surprise me because the guy's a pro. And you can hear it when he talks on the air. And I was very happy to do it, and, you know, everybody who listened to so far said to me, "Oh yeah, you sounded good. You did pretty good." So, you know, I guess I don't particularly, you know, I don't really care about getting my name out there to be famous. I care about getting my name out there to sell books and to earn more money, so that by the time in another 10 years, I have my house paid for, I can chill out a little bit and relax and just focus on only photography and not have to worry about YouTube videos. And you know, just concentrate on the photography and maybe writing, and that's it. But right now, you know, I do like making videos sometimes, especially for members, because I feel like the videos are appreciated. Sometimes I don't feel, you know, I mean, on YouTube, it's like, you go, you're a cunt, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, that makes me feel real good. But, you know, I mean, like, I don't let it get to me. That's the thing. You know, and at the end of the day, I do the best I can, and if it's not good enough, oh, well, what do you want me to say? I'll do my best the next time. I'll try harder, okay? Let's see, what else? Well, I went over the books, the Facebook group. The bad water in Thailand. What else? Well, we'll talk about that at another time. Oh yeah, you know what? I gotta say something. You know, I have this. Where is it? Oh, it's over on my desk over there. Which, speaking of my desk, I've been, you know, thinking about. Now I got something to talk about. You know, my desk that I have. It's my kid's old desk. It's a piece of shit. And I've been thinking about getting a new one. I figure, hey, on the low end, I'm going to spend 10,000 baht. That's only like 350 bucks, 300 bucks. On the higher end, and this is not that high end, I know, but on the higher end for me, we're talking about maybe 20,000 baht. That's about 650 bucks. You know, and I've seen one or two desks that I really like. I want a bookcase in the back. And basically, the reason that I want these things is because I want to set up my recording area, and I want it to look a little more professional, a little more, you know, relaxed, and not just a white wall behind me. So I've been thinking about getting these things, and I don't know, maybe next month. If I can, I will. If not, oh well. But you know, that's the thing is, you know, I'm always wanting to make things a little bit better. And you know, it's not like I'm sitting on a $1,000 or $2,000 desk right now, and I'm like, ah shit, I want to get that one for 5 G's. I mean, you know, the desk I got is it's got a big hole in it. It's made of like fiberboard, and it's got, you can't see it. That's why I never show it. It's got on the front of it. It says Alex Jr. Bo Scott. It's got our names on it, you know, and little stickers the kids put on it. And it's old and it's shitty. You know, I mean, but it's been around the block. I like it, but it's not big enough. And, you know, so I'd like to get a little more comfortable. You know, I like that's the thing. And then that way maybe I can have some people come over, hang out. I can start talking to people. As it is now, you know, I've had like three people. Mr. Billy, Mr. Corey, and the guy Steve from Steve's Kitchen, who did the cooking video with me a while back, they are the only guys who have ever been over to my house. And my one buddy, Scott, he's an IT guy. He's been around forever here. He's been here, I think, a little bit longer than I have. They're the only guys who have ever come over to my house. Now, my wife's had a couple people over here, but not many. And, you know, I would do some videos with these people and put together some questions and with some other people. But, you know, it's like I'm sitting on a little plastic chair. And I noticed the other day, I'm like, oh, man, my ass hurts. You know, sometimes you sit on a chair and it starts hurting the prostate. So, you know, I put a couple pillows on the chair. And I just thinking then, I was like, Jesus Christ, you know what? I got to get myself a desk and the chair. I want to set myself up here so I can have like the little studio. But, you know, all in good time. All in good time. Everything will happen, I'm sure. And please take a look at my websites. That's something else. Please do that. You know, you could check out the, you know, the Facebook group. Okay, great. You know, an AmericanInBangkok.com. I'm trying to change that. The problem is if I change it, I may lose all the blogs, and the blogs are what keep me rated high in the Google rankings. And also, you know, there's a lot of information, but it's not really organized very well. You just kind of use a keyword and go in. And so I don't know, you know, how long that site's going to be up in that fashion. It may be a different, completely different site. I may completely upgrade it. I made a few changes, and then I screwed it up. And fortunately, I was able to fix it. Which wasn't very easy. I got another site, theycallmeforang.com. That's where you can buy both of my books. That's basically just a site to sell my books. ScottMallon.net, which is with my photographs. Now, there are going to start being a lot of photographs that people have never seen before. Because I've got a couple hundred thousand photographs, and I've only got about 75 on the site, and I'm going to yank some more down and put some more up in the next couple of days. I've already put some new ones up. I've redesigned the site. And then I have an American in Thailand. Now, I was selling shirts on that site. However, not enough people bought the shirts, and it got to the point where, you know, I'm losing like 10, 15 bucks every month for 6 months now. And I'm like, listen, you know, it's maybe I come up with a shirt and all of a sudden it takes off, but the chances are pretty slim. So it's just one more thing. It's another headache that I got to worry about, that I got to think about. And, you know, I probably sold 24 shirts the whole time I had the site online. Now, when you go to AmericanInThailand.com, it forwards to an American in Bangkok, which is, that's fine. It's one less headache for me. Anyway, that's all I got. I have started rambling on again, and, you know, once I start doing that, it gets hard to stop. But until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Choke D, lat jerken mai. That's good luck, and see you later, or good luck, and until next time. Till we meet again. Adios.